Michigan State University is fighting Larry Nassar's victims in court right now. The school claims it's not responsible for the former sports doctor's sexual abuse. So far, the only financial support MSU has provided these women and girls is creating a $10 million fund to pay for their therapy. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, to get that money, first you have to call a guy in Boston named Bernie.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is this Bernie?
This is Bernie, yes.
Yeah, Bernie. Hey, my name is...
Bernie Fitzgerald is with a Boston-based firm, Commonwealth Mediation and Conciliation. At $700 an hour, they have been hired by Michigan State University to run this $10 million healing assistance fund. And if you have never heard of it, you are not alone. MSU rolled it out in December, promising that it would, quote, help facilitate access to counseling and mental health services for the victims of former MSU physician Larry Nassar. They've got a one-page website with a 24-hour hotline if you need referrals to a counselor in your area. And if you want to actually get reimbursed for therapy through this $10 million fund, there's contact info for Bernie Fitzgerald and his colleagues.
I called Bernie the first hour the fund became available. I was going to get all my money back for all those bills.
This is Melody Postuma. She's 22. She and her husband live in Grand Rapids. We reached her on Skype. And she says starting at age 13, she was abused by Nassar at his MSU clinic. And paying for counseling this last year and a half has not been easy. She had to borrow money from her parents, which put a strain on their relationship. So when she hears about the MSU fund from her lawyer, she calls Bernie Fitzgerald, sends him her therapy receipts, and gets a check in the mail. Suddenly, Postuma was able to help her parents with their medical bills.
It was really great to send them that money. And I know that they were almost incredulous on the phone when I said, hey, you're going to get a couple $1,000s sent from me in a week.
Bernie Fitzgerald says he knows it is intimidating for these survivors to cold call an unknown guy in Boston asking for money for therapy.
And certainly it's confusing for them. And honestly, there's a lot of them that have been tentative as to taking that first step.
At last count, only about 50 people have actually contacted this fund, whereas more than 200 have filed complaints about Nassar's abuse. Even those who are already using this fund, like Melody Postuma, are still running into questions and confusion. For example, MSU says the fund is just for survivors and their parents. But Fitzgerald says if your spouse needs counseling as a result of your abuse and a mental health professional gives the okay, then the fund will cover that too.
Absolutely. If the mental health professional defined it as such, then yes.
Same could go for holistic treatments or, say, therapy dogs, Fitzgerald says, which is great news for Melody Postuma and her therapy puppy, Beacon.
We're still working on the potty training, but outside of that, he's just been super fun to bring him to the market and coffee shops.
Still, there are those who are skeptical about this MSU Healing Assistance Fund, like attorney John Manley. He represents many of Nassar's victims.
This wasn't a fund designed to benefit the victims. It was a fund designed to give Michigan State public relations cover.
One thing Manley is worried about is the fund's confidentiality, that MSU won't access or use these women's personal information against them in the civil cases. Bernie Fitzgerald promises that all this information is confidential, and MSU says the same thing on its website. Still, Manley is skeptical.
It's the one organization in the country that no one should trust its word about when it comes to sexual abuse. And if they say, well, it's on our website, well, yeah, Volkswagen had on its website that its diesels were clean.
Meanwhile, lawyers like Manley are fighting MSU to settle these civil lawsuits over Nassar's abuse. And he says $10 million for therapy bills is not going to make up for what happened to these women and girls. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.